More than half of all states are experiencing severe to exceptional drought. As reservoirs continue to reach record low levels and dry conditions worsen, conservation alone likely won't address this issue. California could lose 10% of its water supply within 20 years, according to state data. That's why Southern California cities are investing in reusing more water, even for drinking. Erin Stone with member station KPCC reports.
Most of Southern California's drinking water is piped hundreds of miles from the Colorado River and reservoirs in the northern part of the state. In good years, they're filled by snowmelt and rain. But after the driest winter ever recorded, those reservoirs are critically low, which is why millions of Californians are under outdoor watering restrictions. 65% of the snowmelt so many rely on could be lost by the end of the century if we don't cut greenhouse gas emissions enough to stem the climate crisis. Dan McCurry is an engineering professor at USC. He says that's why cities need to stretch other water supplies, including the water that goes down our drains and is flushed down the toilet.
I imagine wastewater recycling is providing kind of a steady, constant baseline supply of water.
For decades, California has recycled it to irrigate medians, parks, golf courses, and other green spaces. Recycling wastewater for drinking has been tougher to swallow. The world's largest facility that recycles wastewater for drinking isn't in Israel or Saudi Arabia. It's at the Orange County Water District in Southern California. In a large warehouse with rows of cylindrical contraptions stacked on top of each other, Mehul Patel, the operations director, says the wastewater goes through three main treatments before it's ready for drinking.
So this is the heart of the treatment. This is the reverse osmosis.
Reverse osmosis is basically like a super advanced coffee filter. Patel says the water is squeezed through a membrane to filter microscopic contaminants.
This gets the water to a level where it's almost distilled quality.
The water is so pure, Patel says, they actually have to add minerals back in. Then it goes through one more treatment before it's injected into a huge groundwater basin that spans the north and central parts of Orange County. There, it mixes with other drinking water sources and eventually spills once again from faucets, providing potable water for nearly a million people. Some 100 million gallons of water is recycled for drinking every day. Patel says these efforts are essential in the face of a drier future.
All hope's not lost by any means, and taking advantage of technology and science, we can solve a lot of problems.
Still, only about 9% of California's total water supply is recycled. Even less of that is treated to be drinkable. Efforts to recycle more wastewater started over 20 years ago in Los Angeles, but political rhetoric and business interests got in the way. The infamous phrase, toilet to tap, was coined and sparked massive public resistance. As a result, wastewater recycling projects didn't get funded. But USC professor Dan McCurry says the worsening drought and a growing population is once again forcing many to see wastewater as a resource.
Our main water supply right now, which is imported, is only going down, if anything.
Currently, LA dumps about 230 million gallons of non-drinkable but highly treated wastewater into the ocean every day. The city plans to treat all that wasted water to drinkable standards by 2035. That would provide 40% of LA's water needs, essentially replacing the amount the city imports from Northern California and the Colorado River. And it's not just LA. California cities, large and small, are investing more in recycling wastewater as traditional water supplies dry up. Back at Orange County's water recycling plant, Mehul Patel brings me to a steel sink. He turns on the faucet and pours me a cup.
This water that we're drinking today, probably about 30 hours ago, was raw sewage coming through the sewer collection system.
I have to admit, I hesitate before putting the cup to my lips.
Don't be biased by its origin. Think of it where it is now.
I slowly take a sip, and it tastes so good, it gives me hope for California's water future. For Here and Now, I'm Erin Stone.